A lot of my poetry involves translation or transformation in one form or another. At the most basic, this is moving an idea from one place to another. These places could be languages, times, or voice. I'm less interested in expressing myself than working through a persona, which is literally a mask, something to personari, to sound through. Currently I'm working on versions and perversions of French 19th and early 20th century poems. I think of these as cover versions, often with two or three versions of, or attempts at, the original. There are species of translation in that I've often not only transferred them from French to English, but to a different historical and cultural context. A few years ago, I came across an article about extreme bodily modification, focusing on Enigma, who had had coral horns implanted in his skull. Various other members of a gross-out travelling circus and Kevin Warwick, a professor of cybernetics, who has had various silicon chip implants allowing him to communicate with a computer programmed to respond to his actions. He was also able to access sensations from his wife via a second implant connected to her nervous system. I had been reading Ovid, and this seemed a way of tackling metamorphoses. Ovid's first transformation involves his title. The Greek word for transformations, metamorphoses, itself mutates into mutatas formas, change forms, in the poem's first line, with the word for form, morphe, morphing into a near anagram in the Latin forma. Innova fert animus mutatas dicere formas corpora. I want to talk about bodies changed into new forms. Greek echoes behind the Latin. Translation from translatus is the past participle of transfero, I transfer. The Greek word metaphora does something similar. In modern Athens, the word also means a removal van. This impetus to make Ovid new resulted in my collection Trans, various narratives of bodily modification, from sex changes to the extreme body artist Orla, who through plastic surgery recreates herself as mythic figures such as Venus, as represented through Renaissance art. This sort of translation is a large part of how I write, echoing other times, places, people, cultures and environments. The raw material could come from France, Australia, Central Europe or Russia, and any point in the past from prehistoric times to speculative futures. I rarely write one-off poems. My natural medium is a longer form, a sonnet sequence, a narrative poem, probably moving in and out of different meters and stanza patterns, often incorporating ballads, blank verse, and shifting historical perspectives. Much of the work is trying to connect passages, cutting two obvious shifts and oiling grinding gears. My latest project is a long narrative poem about Rambo, after he gave up poetry and became a trader and gunrunner in Africa. The sequence ends with Rambo's letters home turned into verse. A poem sequence is rather like writing a novel. The problem is keeping the momentum, knowing what needs to be said or hinted at and in what order. Writing like this means I can put in a solid day's, week's or month's work just getting the mechanics right. Work tends to follow a two-day pattern. I spend a day working on a particular problem, but don't seem to get very far. The next day, this usually resolves itself and the writing goes smoothly. Next day, I'm back to a problem. Sometimes this bipolar creativity has weekly swings. If the difficult period lasts for longer than a few days, I just put that project aside for as long as it takes and work on something else. There is always something else in the notepads.